Friday, September 10th, 2021, 5:06 a.m. Okay, so it's been quite a while since I posted, and I'm posting very little this month, apparently. I'm out in the garage / studio painting. Been working on the big panel. This morning, I got up around 1, probably 1:05 or 1:15. I can't remember, there's a 5 in it, I remember that. And came out and didn't come directly into here, but I'm out here now painting and working on the right middle portion, lower middle portion of the panel. And I had Governor Newsom there with his many arms and his hand gestures, his signature hand gesture. And I had already earlier put on a Ku Klux Klan hood on him, so you don't really know it's him now, except for maybe the hand gesture, his signature hand gesture. And behind that, I had a large pink space, and I decided to make a large government building, and I realized I wanted to put the Department of Justice in the painting because, you know, it's one of those silly things that it's supposed to be about justice, but there are privileged people that don't get prosecuted in any way, shape, or form. They do things that if I did it, I would be in jail for decades, you know, and throw away the key if you could, please. So that's, I'm going to put on the building Department of Just Us, because I've heard that term thrown out there recently because of that kind of stuff. And it's kind of carrying on with my, I had a Philip Guston theme for that portion of it, the color that is, the pink grays, red grays, blacks, and I put the Ku Klux hood on the individual. Let's see, so I'm just kind of like working my way through it, trying to get some kind of feel for it. It seems to be working out okay. Since early evening yesterday, we've had thunderstorms. And it's really been nice all morning long since I got up anyway. It's rained, thunder showers pretty hard at times. Enough to make a lot of noise on the patio cover. I mean, lots of noise. And some still some lightning and thunder. Probably going to cause more forest fires. So get ready for that. But it's kind of refreshing. The air's kind of got that, you know, cool, humid type of air thing. I've got the fan going on now just to get some fresh air in here. And it's temperature-wise, it was pretty comfortable. It's kind of nice now. I'm in my shorts and bare feet, so very comfortable painting. Let's see what else. We're within a week now of the election to recall Governor Newsom. I haven't done my voting yet. It sounds like Governor Newsom may dodge the bullet on it, according to the polls, if you can believe them. And it seems to me that polls are the poll numbers are manipulated sometimes in the Democrats' favor to kind of manipulate the feelings of the people. You know, maybe discourage some of the opposition or encourage the home team to do whatever they need to do. So we'll see how it works out. There are a lot of people that are pretty angry about it. You know my feelings. Anyway, let's see. What else? Afghanistan, the Biden administration is trying to turn the page on the debacle in Afghanistan, but people aren't letting him do it. The usual suspect channels are rallying to his defense, saying, "Yeah, let's concentrate on this. We don't need to talk about that anymore." Even though there's still Americans over there, you know, I'm glad I'm not one of them. You know, with this administration, you would think that that the government would care for its citizens, but apparently it doesn't right now. So, I hope someday that we'll get some leaders in there that would care about it instead of caring more about lining their pockets. Here's my take on it. Biden's main goal is to pass the $3.5 trillion bill to, as he puts it, build back better, which means, in my thinking, he gets rich. Build back better, he gets rich. It's just a way of getting more money into the government that he can siphon off at different places. And there's just and people like Nancy Pelosi and that whole group of people, I think Governor Newsom's in on that also. They love taxes coming in because you can siphon off just a little bit. Well, that little bit of 3.5 billions is a lot of money. If you just take a little bit of it that nobody really notices, you know. And like Newsom's been doing, he's got his emergency powers and he can send money to certain contractors without a without any bids or no contract no bid contracts to people, and they just happen to be people like his wife that owns a 501c3 organization, and she's getting a bunch of bucks. So, you know, just truly amazing, truly amazing. Anyway, so that's kind of my energy going towards this this panel here. A lot of stuff like that going on in the world. Corruption is rampant, and I think especially in the Democrat Party, it's definitely in the Republican Party also. You know, Lindsey Graham, I think, is probably a pretty corrupt individual, along with the Senate, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, and the Democratic Majority Leader. Not, yeah, the Democrat leader, and the Democrats are the majority in the Senate. What's his name? Schumer. Oh, I'll bet money he's corrupt. I'll bet big bucks. If I could prove it and get the money, I'd bet the money that he's corrupted, because that'd be a sure bet. So, anyway, so much for that. Let me get back to painting. I'm wasting time here. It's going to be kind of nice out there today. Today the wife is going to do her chicken run. Yesterday we went down to kind. With actually yesterday we took the dog first. Yesterday, the first thing we did was took the dog down to have surgery at our local vet because of the surgery he had previous before to clean out this tumor that he had, a supposedly benign tumor, and they took it out, took the tumor out yesterday, and they're going to test it to make sure it is absolutely benign. I'm thinking it probably is, because you know, doctors, I'm sure doctors can tell, oh, just by looking at it, yeah, that doesn't look good. You know, maybe we ought to do it. They were just suggesting it, you know, just to be absolutely sure. Okay, we'll do it, you know. A couple of more $100. What the heck? Anyway, so we took the dog in. Then we went, my wife and I went to get some blood draws. She wanted to find out if she's got the COVID-19 antibodies because she was sick a little over a month ago, with symptoms that could be the COVID virus, and so we're hoping that that she did have the virus at that time, and now she's got the antibodies. So we'll find out for sure probably today. I went down, and my doc. I actually went to see. It was last week, 'cause I went to see my doctor. I think I talked about this. My blood pressure was pretty low, so I went down there and she readjusted my, whatchamacallit, my one of my medications down to, so that my blood pressure wouldn't be so low. Anyway, so she also ordered some blood tests. So I waited for when my wife was probably ready to go, and which was yesterday afternoon. We went down and had a blood draw together, and I got my results back and everything. I'm all within range of normalcy, and it was a complete blood. It was a complete blood panel, that she took. So all these different things that they have in there, everything's within the range of normalcy. So I'm okay with that. We'll find out later when the wife wakes up. I didn't want to go into her account and snoop before she did. I'm sure she wanted to look at it first. So I'll let her do that now, even though I am pretty eager to find out if she has, or anxious to find out if she has the antibodies or not. So anyway, let me put this on pause, and I will go back to painting and maybe come back and post some more. I should be able to post some more. 6:38 a.m. Getting a little tired here. I didn't really get much sleep last night, I guess. Not quite sure why. Maybe thunder woke me up. Who knows? But once I woke up, I was thinking about the dog, and since he came back from surgery, what I needed to do for him if he wanted to go out and relieve himself or what. And I didn't hear him in the bedrooms, but he was there, so he was actually sleeping pretty calmly. Usually I hear him panting or walking around a little bit on the hardwood floors. So that might have woke me up. But yeah, I'm always looking at the big panel. It's like, boy, I've got so much to do here, so much to clarify. It'll be ages until I get this thing done the way I want it anyway. Let's see. So I worked on it, I don't know, not that long, huh? A couple hours, maybe two and a half hours at the most. And I only worked on a small section of it, just trying to get the paint right and get make these decisions and stuff of what I wanted to do. And I paint some stuff, and I realize after I'm done painting, yeah, I'm gonna have to do another coat on that, or something like to that effect. Or I've redrawn something, or I see that something, oh, this needs to get redrawn. So it's like it's constantly playing around with this idea. And at one point, I guess I get kind of tired of these things, and I go on to another painting just to kind of clear my mind of it. I got these other two paintings behind me, and I wanted to start another one. Oh boy. Yeah, I think I'm gonna take a nap today. I wanted to start another one, mainly about my father. Just, he died way back in 1960 or so. And, I think it was 1960. So that was quite a while ago, and I really don't have that. I have memories of him, but just real superficial stuff, nothing really deep. Of course, I really didn't know too many deep things about my mom either, except for what I observed, I guess. I don't know. She wasn't really a very open person either. Maybe I think she was more so to my sisters than she was to me. I got that impression anyway. She gave me advice, and she gave me some lessons and stuff, and I really appreciate them because they were really good pieces of advice and really good lessons. Things that stuck with me my whole life. So, I do know my mom. My father, there's some things that I remember that, of course, I'm going to hold on to. Maybe get that down on the painting also. But anyway, I want to start the painting about my father. I'm still kind of like churning it over in my head. I'm not going to build another stretcher bar. I'm going to actually, there's another painting that I've got that I'm just going to take the canvas off and roll it up and then stretch a new canvas on the stretcher bar and use that for my father's painting. But anyway, so let me get going here. I got to go deal with some things out in the yard, do some yard work, and it really feels nice and kind of cool and fresh, so the rain was welcomed. Just came in. I went out there for about a minute or so right before I started recording, and clouds are still drifting over. It doesn't look like anything really threatening right now, though. So it's supposed to break up, I guess, come daybreak. So let me call it a wrap for now. See ya.